episode 33 of R4 Sense, the weirdest one I've ever recorded. I'm not in my own house. I'm without a co-host, but I'm graciously joined by two of the most sexiest men in podcasting history. That's right, Bob and Dan of the Bob and Dan cast.
Hello.
Hey, I'm Dan.
Thank you for that, Bob. I'm Bob.
Thank you for that, Bob.
I'd like to thank myself before I start off. Makes me feel good about what I'm doing.
First off, thank me for having that sex appeal.
Oh.
And then also thank Bob for showing up.
Hey.
And hey, I'm Dan.
He's got the only sex appeal.
Dan or Bob? Who are you looking at? Hey.
I'm talking, I motioned at him.
First and foremost, thank Bob. And let's get the show on the road.
All righty. I like that.
This is a no-nonsense podcast. Can we do this one for Scottie Pippen, number 33?
Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt.
As long as I can do it for Sean Kemp.
Is he also 33?
No.
Oh, well, then you cannot.
Well, no, you know what? I say it like I know. He really could be number 33. Yeah. I have no idea.
17. I don't know.
I'd rather just do it for Scottie Pippen.
Okay, that's
fine.
I don't know who this other guy is.
You don't know who Sean Kemp is?
No, I don't.
And you're a sports guy, right?
I pretend really well.
He was a Seattle Supersonics guy. Yeah.
I didn't know Seattle was a town.
I know most of my 90s basketball players because of NBA Jam.
Yeah, no doubt. NBA Hang Time was mine. Was my Horace Grant jam, if you will.
Horace Grant, right? Are you sweating that much already? It just dripped off your face.
Did it? I just sweat, man.
No, I know. But
on that note, I as always, am your host. Zach, I'm bigger on the inside than I am on the outside, Arneman. And as you already heard, because we already introduced ourselves, but I came up with such good nicknames for you.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I expected it as such. I'm joined by Dan He'll Cut You Huffman.
Certainly.
Yeah. I've seen it.
No argument.
I've seen it.
And Bob Hamid Ali Kearns.
Oh, that was good. You outdone yourself.
I know.
Outdid yourself.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the end of the show.
He floats like a butterfly, but it stops there.
Yeah. Stings like when I pee.
It's a urinary tract infection joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Enjoy. UTI. Get some cranberry juice. Clear that right up.
Can I do this podcast juice of my heart.
Yeah.
For Scottie Pippen's illegal pistol that he keeps in his Jeep.
Yeah. That's a tangential. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that's what I'm doing it for.
All right.
I'll allow it.
I'm doing it for his right to keep that pistol as an NBA player.
As a secret.
As an NBA all-star.
Mm-hmm. One of the 100 best of all time. Scotty. Two-tone Pippen.
Can you name all 100?
No.
Leslie Nielsen.
Michael Jordan's in there somewhere.
Best.
Cormac McCarthy.
Steve Jobs.
These guys are
basketball
players.
Who's the guy in a wheelchair that talks like a robot? Stephen Hawking. 99. He just made it.
I was going to say Greg Louganis.
I think he's just Harry.
Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner.
Also the other Reiners.
You know, I've never listened. I listened to part of it last night. I'm going to finish it later. But
what?
I had never listened to the 2,000 Year Old Man.
Oh,
Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks.
No.
I
know nothing of
it. I know of it, but I haven't heard it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I listened to five minutes of it. And I don't know. It's fun. It's kind of horrible, and it's, you know, an old-timey way.
Yeah.
You know, a wonderful horribleness.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back and finish it later. That's a plug for what I'm doing.
And how.
Yeah.
Stop hijacking the show, Dan.
Sorry about that.
It's knee-jerk.
Yeah. You know, as I said, it's a weird one. We're down in Dan's basement studio.
Yeah.
You know, we have no errors and omissions from John this week, probably because he was too busy crying. I don't have a good joke, but
did something happen to him?
No, he's just a crybaby.
Can we pretend something happened to him?
Yeah, that he realized he's a crybaby.
What a dick.
Get a job.
He probably gave me that computer virus.
You think?
Yeah.
Hey, where's Mark, you guys?
Mark
That's
is
the question in everyone's mind.
Mark's dead.
Oh, you really like, yeah. I mean, you kept a straight face this whole time. You know, guys, Mark can't make it.
He made up a backstory about Wisconsin.
Yeah,
a cover.
Well, that's where he died. Oh. I'm in denial, but I'm past that step now.
Yeah,
I've already gotten
accepted
to step six.
And
I know it's five steps, but
I think it's.
Did you bargain?
You better believe I bargained. I bargained with you two to come up here.
Yeah,
sure.
What's the secret step you found that's like you've accepted and then
enjoyment
you've made up like acceptance and then hyperbole is the last step.
Raw enjoyment.
Yeah, okay.
I get a computer out of the deal, a PS3,
yeah.
A PS2. I already own
step
one.
Step 9, reaping the benefits.
Dancing Upon is great. Yeah. Now, Mark is in Wisconsin playing Dungeons and Dragons and board games that take 3 days to play.
I like that stuff.
That sounds good.
I know. We all like that stuff.
We all wish we were there.
I kind of do. I wasn't invited.
Like, where in Wisconsin?
Can we crash that?
If we go, we'd have to leave right now.
Is it like Milwaukee, or is it farther?
I think it's like an hour further than Milwaukee. It's about a 3 hour drive. It's a cabin in the woods, so we could even like come up and creep up and like fuck with them all night.
What if they're prepared and they've all cut off their hands and put chainsaws on it instead, just in case something weird happens?
Then I'm gonna have to applaud them for two reasons: one, to prove that I can still applaud and they can't.
Yeah.
And to that's a pretty bold move.
Very.
To have the foresight to know that someone's gonna sneak up on you and be like, hey, you know what we should do to fuck with them back?
Cut our hands off
and put chainsaws.
Oh, that's a better move. Yeah, I was just going to cut my hand off.
Hands down. That's why I said those are all of Mark's smart friends.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
The smart crew. They can do long division in their heads, stuff like that.
You know what? I was like on TV, somebody was doing long division, and I thought I completely forgot how to do long division. I don't know the mechanics of it. It's all gone.
I do it on paper, but that's about it.
Before we move on, I've been trying to come up with a Straw Dogs joke, and nothing has come.
Okay.
It's a movie coming out soon about being terrorized.
About people committing murder and getting away with it, not getting off on it.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't seen the movie.
Poor choice of words. Yeah.
Who's the guy?
Cyclops.
Yeah,
James Marsden. Marzipan.
The Smurfs. No.
Every the bunny movie. I just remember when Dragon Ball was coming out, the movie, and James Marsden was playing Piccolo. And I was like, James Marsden's playing Piccolo. I was like,
no, Marsden's from Buffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is. See Spike?
Spike, yeah.
I know who he is.
I'm glad you're back with me.
Welcome back.
Hey, guys. I'm back.
This is normally where I ask Mark how his week's been.
How's Mark's week? Let's speculate. You live with him. How has Mark's week been?
Busy.
How's he doing?
He's doing all right.
Is he still tall?
Yeah, huge.
Okay.
986 foot tall.
Wow.
Minus 980 feet.
So he's six foot tall.
He's like 6 foot three.
That makes sense. I'll put that. Yeah. How much does he weigh?
Ooh, I could offend him here.
Take a guess.
180 pounds.
Wow, that's
bullshit.
Light. That's light. A little life.
Give or take 70.
Yeah, does it say that on his license or something?
It says 140 on his license.
Sure.
Yeah.
140. Like,
and
not
and brown hair,
1,
too.
140.
Does it really say 140?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That'd be insane.
That's tinier.
That's a bold-faced lie. Yeah. That's about as much as I weigh.
It's probably smaller than you. Or bigger than you.
Yeah, it's bigger.
What are you, like 130?
I'm like 132, 133.
You're so skinny.
Getting fat.
I'm getting there. I get dollar meals at that restaurant I work with.
You look healthy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got a nice sheen.
It's the beard. The beard, you know.
Did you not have a beard the last time I saw you?
I always have a beard.
No, I know, but I remember you shaved it one time.
Yeah, I did shave it one time.
I think for that party you shaved it.
Yeah, that was right around there. I had the mustache or like a couple days after the mustache.
Yeah. Oh, but then we saw you for something recently. Did we see a movie together?
Captain America.
That's right.
Definitely had a beard.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe the level of stubble you have now?
That could be.
Was that like 5 days, 6 days?
Yeah, probably around there. Probably coming up on a week.
I pride myself on my beard.
Because you don't actually shave.
I never fully shave.
No, you just take the
I will put a trimmer on one and go at it. Yeah.
Yep.
So
that's what this is.
I don't know what starting at zero is.
Scary.
Yeah, right.
Do a mustache. It's liberating.
No. Yeah, no, I've tried.
Have you?
Yeah.
Now, honest opinion, do you look creepy when you do
it? Yeah, well, my license, it darkened it in, but like I kept like a one and then a mustache, but it just kind of looks like a beard. But the mustache is definitely bigger than the rest.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
But
that's an impressive mustache.
It looked more like a mustache in real life than it does on the picture.
I may need to Photoshop that onto something.
That's the episode picture?
Actually, I already have that in the works, but I want to spoil. Even though they actually listened to this, they would have already seen the picture.
Can you put my mustache on Muhammad Ali? Is that what's happening?
No, I actually got the Three Amigos poster, but
nice.
Like I got like a high-res one,
nice.
So I can take out everything.
Stuff
and it's on a white background, so it's like half my work is done.
Yeah, that's super
I just
easy.
Don't want to be Chevy.
How will you know?
You won't.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That guy's body language offends
He's
the shit out
of me. He's very intimate with all their groins. Wow.
Do you guys hear that?
The silence?
That's the first break. I don't know. That was the first time I ever.
Do you take stop breaks?
Nah,
so you
just let
it run?
Yeah, okay. Just let it run. Because you never know what crazy shenanigans are going to happen.
You're right. Anything could happen right now.
Do you mind if I stop it so I can save it?
Yeah, you can do whatever you
Is
want.
Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just scared.
Hey, let me get this first. Poop. All right. Look at the guy with glasses sweating.
I'm yours.
They're fucking up.
Do you know who had glasses? Velma.
Faggot. Who?
Velma.
Velma's pretty great, you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to make Lichpin. It into the episode, this part, but I have a gripe with you two. Have a legitimate, all this time of doing it,
yeah,
a gripe. Uh-oh. And this may actually lead into the show. It grinds my gears. Not grinds them, but grinds them. Like, it actual corrosion
forms.
It gunks
them up.
It gunks them up.
Yeah.
Worse than a monkey and a wrench. It grinds my gears when we throw a racist joke out and I get numerous hate emails from friends, family, and strangers that are like, guys, you're better than
throw
this.
Throw it out as in we keep it in the episode?
Just in the episode,
okay,
anything.
I think you might like throw it out.
And I swear to God, whenever you guys do something racist, I'm in stitches.
It's fucking
hilarious. I'm in stitches. It's brilliant. And I don't know if it's because my brand of humor, like when I say something racist, I want to make you think that I actually believe it.
Yeah.
And I think that may be the problem.
That might be the problem. I think you nailed it.
I think it's because most of the racism is Bob's department.
Yeah.
And
it's
and Bob has a kind of childlike quality to him. like he's full of wonder.
Yeah.
And like he's just exploring with his eyes. Right. He's like, hey, that person looks different than me. Let me say something about it. It's okay when kids say things that are racist.
That doesn't mean he's lesser than I am, but I'm going to talk about it as though he were.
I like that.
What his
because I don't know.
His base perception is himself.
Yeah.
And he just assumes he's at the top.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's like the opposite where I'm coming from. Like, I want to sound like I'm on the top, but it's like you should know that I am not serious about this.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know.
I will always apologize after, like, immediately after I say it.
Sometimes I cut out the apology.
Do you?
Do you?
And you
no.
Okay.
You should. But yeah, no, it bothers me because I'm like, no, people, seriously. Like,
know.
I'm not.
I don't know what it
is. I have two African American friends.
I don't have any.
Really?
None.
I'm already better than you.
Absolutely are.
I have none.
I don't know.
No.
I have like,
Roy?
Can't
you count Roy?
No, I'm saying I have none here.
Oh.
I have those kinds of friends.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know a couple Asian guys.
Yeah.
A few.
Those
a
don't
few.
Count.
They're pretty great.
Does my accountant count?
Do I know your accountant?
Not yet. Maybe you do.
Then he counts. I mean, friend of a friend is still a friend, am I right?
Touche.
Or accountants of a friend.
Asian racism has been fine since Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just okay.
Well, they deserve it.
Yes, absolutely.
They bombed us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, Vietnam, those guys won.
You're right.
All things I'm thinking, saying.
Well, kind of.
They proved that they were better than us, and now they can take a joke about themselves.
Mark, on the other hand, cannot formulate the N-word.
That's a tough word to say.
Without, like, no matter how he spells it, says it,
yeah,
it always has the ER on the end of it.
Oh, even if he's trying to say it?
Even if he's trying to drop it as gangster as possible. It's, and I can't do it any justice.
It's his Nordic blood.
Mark is exceptionally white.
He really is. Yeah.
He's kind of like a great, like, northern giant.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, no, of course they can't say things
just
like
realize
that.
I've been leaning at you this whole time.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
No,
it makes me feel better.
It's like we could both stare at Bob.
It's like
I just, like it.
When's he going to say something racist?
Soon.
Let's just
it's
watch
coming.
Him. Let's
it's
just
coming.
Watch him.
I already dropped one in because this isn't our show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you can do whatever you want on this show. No holds barred. I'll be getting all the hate email.
Still, guys, no full Nelsons. Half Nelsons are fine.
So I want to jump into
wrestling joke.
That's you're fine.
Oh, I thought it was a Ryan Gosling joke.
Yeah.
All right.
That movie
He's
Drive looks so bad.
I know, oh, but it's getting terrible. Such good reviews.
It looks like the most generic film that's ever
been
filmed.
I really want to see it though.
I don't. It also starts the same way as like
I'm just a driver.
Yeah, like I don't do it. What
Transporter?
It, thank you. I couldn't think of it.
Really it does look like
I don't do anything else. I just handle the car, and then
there's like no weapons, like minute window or so. Yeah, it's like it's the exact same opening as the Transporter.
Fine with that because it's Ryan Gosling.
I
like him. I like him, and I'm going to say that it's 70% just because when he had that beard in The Notebook.
I was going to say it's 70% sexual.
Crazy Love or whatever that movie. Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm dyslexic. I can never tell. I want to do a segment that Mark created and then never brought back to the table ever again.
He's not here.
He's not here, which is why I'm going to do it.
It's your show.
But it's between you two, and it's a fan favorite.
Are we fighting?
Kind of for the prize. It's like the Highlander. You're going for a prize.
There can only be one.
And the prize is that the other one dies.
All right.
So much death.
Figuratively. Yeah,
First Mark?
This is macabre.
Yeah.
Very. I don't like it. Now we're going to do Science of Wizardry. And for those who don't listen to the show, which in my book, I mean, it's both just like malarkey and hearsay.
Okay.
Because I don't agree with either.
But you don't believe in science or widget tree?
No.
Widget
tree?
You know those things on phones? Widgets? I don't believe in them.
I hate them.
Yeah. Garbage.
What we do here, if you're new to the show, and if you're new to the show, I apologize.
No, hey. You welcome them in.
Yeah, come on in. We're all friends here. Hey.
I feel like loyal Bob and Dan fans, if they don't already know your show, like maybe the new ones.
Maybe they're jerks then if they don't already know.
Well, I mean, maybe they just jumped on because of the challenge, you know?
That's true.
That's true.
Welcome.
Fair weather, jerks.
25 minutes into the episode. Yeah. Welcome.
Enjoy your holdover, Bob and Dan.
Yeah.
You know, while we're on hiatus. We'll
probably... I do what I can to bring people what they want. Yeah. I'm kind of like Castro.
Yeah. Okay.
Science or wizardry? So what we do here is I peruse the internet for some articles, and I'm going to present them to my guest hosts, and they're going to tell me what they think of it as science or wizardry.
Okay.
I'm not very good at picking the articles. They all just sound like either science or hobnobbery. But if we've watched anything with wizards, most of it's hobnobbery and science. Anyway.
Can't I say I'm confused?
Yes, you can.
All right, let's go.
Before you started talking, I completely understood this segment, and now I'm...
That's why we're all confused.
We're like three, four...
My fault.
That's why I'm sweating.
Four-eighths of a bottle into wine.
I like your fractions. Four-eighths is a half, we're way past a half.
I just threw out two numbers, didn't make sense.
Wizardry! Okay, first article. A MacBook Air can actually be used as a kitchen knife. And the article went to go on to say that it cuts most fruits and vegetables. And I know that's kind of weird to just go into there and you're like, MacBook, that has nothing to do with either. But like, the design in that. Okay. Do you think scientists had a say in that? Or wizards?
Right, so no matter, the article is true. Like, it's not like...
All these are true articles.
Okay, okay. That's...
I have not made any of these up.
Okay. I'm going to answer as if I was Mark. And mm-hmm. I think Mark would say science.
He would.
Can I ask a question? Or is this just a straight-up answer?
Should I ask questions first?
You have forfeited your question turn.
Right. Voted too early.
Well, Mark forfeited.
Just remember that you got to do that every time
you do it. Mark laughed. I didn't pick it up the first time.
I did an impression of him on the episode. I've never seen him so pissed off while we were recording. Because he didn't watch the movie. I was like, I'm going to review it.
Yeah, okay.
My question,
sir.
Yeah, is this in closed form or is it open? Meaning you could use, just the screen.
No, it was actually the picture for the article had it open.
Had it open?
Yeah, had it open, just cutting it on the side.
All right. I'm gonna say science.
Yeah, question. Wow.
Yeah.
Both of you said science.
No, you said wizardry, didn't you?
I said science.
Oh, never mind.
As Mark, I said science.
Oh, okay. What about you?
Wizardry.
Okay.
Anything that has to do with Apple, wizardry.
Mm-hmm. There is correct answers by this, but the correct answer is only on my judgment, which is often wrong.
Oh, hey, whatever.
But the correct answer is wizardry.
If I was playing as me, I would have got it right.
Wizardry, because, I mean, seriously, who invents any sort of laptop that can eventually cut through?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, without being sharpened.
In the picture, what were they cutting?
An apple.
Tin
can. A red delicious apple.
Yeah. Should have been a Macintosh apple.
I think, it may have been. Yeah. I may just be branding things point.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Was it shaving it or was it like...
No, it was cutting right through the center. Wow. Right at the core. Well, right to the right of the core.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. Can this laptop peel an apple?
That's a better question.
Can it?
Yeah. Also, can you cut two things at once?
It has no disk drive, but it'll cut an apple.
Mm-hmm. You just, like,
I remember when the MacBook Air came out, and I thought, no disk drive, that's crazy. Now, that seems like the sanest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Who would ever need a disk drive?
I don't remember the last time I used it.
I use it whenever my computer goes kaput.
That's a time, yeah.
But actually, last time, it wouldn't even read one of my, it wouldn't read my disk drive, so I had to make a bootable USB.
Oh, wow. I've never had to do that.
Yeah.
Neither have I.
It was fun.
But my disk drive doesn't work. I'm sorry.
No, it's your show. I'm sorry.
Is it? Is it?
This is not percent, right?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Okay.
Don't be a jackass, Bob.
I'm just fucking with you.
I just want to apologize. But I was going to say is that already puts their stuff like on a flash drive, right? You get like your backup on a flash drive.
Lion is internet only, or you have to pay. It's $29.99 to download the new operating system online, or it's $70 to get it on a flash drive.
That's pretty cheap for an operating system.
My disk drive doesn't even work on my laptop.
Wait, the operating system costs $30?
The last one was $30, and it was disk.
Like an upgrade, or like?
Well, I guess that makes sense because you can't have an upgrade.
Did they change cats?
They have every time, so, actually. It went from when we were in school, I had Tiger, and then I had Leopard. And then I have Snow Leopard now, and the new
and now
one
it's
is
Lion.
Lion.
Oh, so it's a completely new cat. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I kind of feel like they've reached the top of the food chain.
What's next?
Yeah.
The next?
I don't know. Saber-tooth tiger, but like, I still think a lion could take it.
You think so?
I think so. A lion's bigger.
How fast are saber-tooths?
Doesn't matter. They got the big teeth.
I know, but those teeth are very
and they're Voltron.
They're very specific. Are we talking Voltron or are we talking real life here? Come on,
did
guys.
They say
one and the same? Science or wizardry?
Has there been a cheetah yet? I know you just named a bunch, but has there been a cheetah yet?
I think two or three was cheetah. I know three was panther, and then there's like a 10, a 0.1, and a 0.2, which I don't remember.
Do you think they'll like start going into like prehistoric
house cats?
I pray to God. Yeah. Feline.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had such strong opinions about it.
You say you hope not?
I hope to God.
Oh, yes. Okay.
They start going prehistoric.
I really do.
Yeah.
Woolly mammoth.
So I can finally yell saber-tooth tiger every time I boot my computer like a Power Ranger.
Vertibird.
What if they do? What if the next one is awesome? They do call it Thundercat. What if it's a Thundercat?
Oh, have you guys been watching the new Thundercats?
I really like
it. It's really awesome. Oh,
I have not yet seen it. Shut up, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Get out of this conversation.
You asked me a question.
Go take a.
Did we?
Go take a powder, pal.
I don't know.
Second article.
Are we done with Thundercats?
Sure. No. Well, we'll get back to it.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
Can we not go back to Thundercats? I don't
want
to talk about Thundercats, you guys.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. He doesn't even say it.
Zach, it's about me, you guys.
Zach, he barely says it.
Zach, it's not his show. Don't
I know. I haven't been.
Okay.
I haven't been. Actually, my left earphone just cuts out. So, you know, it's fine. I don't even know he's here.
Gone, yeah.
That's why I've been leaning at you the whole time.
It's center panned, you guys. You're
Shut up, Dan. Article 2. A do-it-yourselfer has made a remote control that when Snooki appears on the TV, it auto-mutes the TV.
Oh, that's great.
For 30 seconds. And he's actually done this with Kim Kardashian and Charlie Sheen. I can tell you how he does it, but that would spoil.
That seems crazy.
Can we ask a question?
No, you go first.
You went first. You can go first this time. We'll bounce back and forth.
Okay. Does it use like a TV guide based system? Like
not TV guide.
Well, no, but I'm not saying specifically TV guide. But does it use something that says
a TV listing?
Does it use a listing?
It uses.
Or can it sense Snooki?
I don't. Man,
is it a Hue thing?
Can I decline the answer questions because this will really put that border between science and wizardry?
Hey, let me ask a question.
It does something with the television, not anything related to guides or
wizardry?
Programming.
My question is it a color like when the orange
is
go,
what a colored bop?
Nay.
What? I don't know what you said.
No. I said is what a colored.
It doesn't use, like, the orange level on the screen goes up, it shuts down.
Nay, but that's a really good idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a fake
tan. Nay, so science or wizardry?
Wizards.
Just to be opposite dance science, because I feel like it's a boring game, we both choose the same.
Well, this one happens to be science.
Woo! Oh, come on.
And it's only science because of the way the guy went about doing it.
Suck it, Mark's ghost.
He made...
Forgot he was dead. Yeah. Really
so did I. That poor miserable bastard. The guy wired a few things into a remote control, like a few chips and such, that it actually scans the closed caption signal.
Yeah.
So when the word Snooki,
that's clever.
Yeah.
Any of that comes up, it mutes it for 30 seconds.
But also, like, anything that's talking about Snooki.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably automatically gets rid of the view. Certainly the soup.
Because Dan is really into secondhand Snooki news.
Is he?
It's sad.
Firsthand, not a fan.
Never watches Jersey Shore.
But people telling me what happened on the previous episode of Jersey Shore, big fan.
Recap shows?
Yeah. I also shows that recap the soup. I'm a fan of that.
Is there any?
No.
Well, we should get started. Because I would watch that.
It's just quicker versions. Yeah.
Like, just a show making fun of the soup.
Bam, Joe McHale. Bam, Chris Hardwick.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't think of anybody else who does sort of shit like that. Bam, Chelsea Handler.
Oh, that
Daniel Tosh.
Ooh,
kind of
internet videos.
He's
yeah.
more internet, yeah, not.
But I mean, yeah, so is
Chris Hardwick.
Hardwick.
Who do you like
Topanga
better?
Topanga had one.
Who do you like better?
That's right.
Did she?
It got canceled.
That's right. It was like yeah.
Where was
it? It was a spinoff, I think, of The Soup, wasn't it? Or was it not?
I think
it was. A
was
spin-off.
It like style soup? Like it was more of like
yes.
a fashion.
Yeah.
Oh, Topanga Matthew. That's not her name. It was Corey Matthews. Topanga. What was her last name?
Lawrence.
Did they get married? Did they get married?
It was eventually Topanga Matthews.
Do you remember? I don't think I ever saw the episode, but I remember watching the promo for TGIF where they got married, and the only shot I remember is them sitting in the most dingiest of apartments, and there was a plate on the center of the kitchen table with a piece of bread, and I remember Corey pushing it over to the oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we ruined the podcast.
It's ruined.
Today's the day podcasting died.
You son of a bitch.
I didn't do it.
My self-esteem.
I just claimed it happened.
I know, but my self-esteem's already at an all-time low.
I'm sorry.
Third article. Wait. Facebook. Yeah, that's right. Wait. Facebook now auto-organizes your friends.
By race?
By what?
Anything. Like,
oh.
Will they do it by race?
It's supposed to... Because
that's wonderful.
It's supposed to be the...
I mean, wonderfully horrible.
It's supposed to be the caveat to like Google Plus's circles, but it's all going to be automatic.
Hmm.
Science or wizardry.
So wait, my question is, can I choose in what order they are ranked?
No.
Wait, this is a best to worst thing,
groups?
Right?
Like within the race group, you can
any
choose
group.
What races.
Yeah, I mean, I've never brought it. You know, I've never brought up race, but that's what we're doing.
It could be race. I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's crazy.
It's
Well, can I mean, like, I'm ready to vote.
I'm going to wait till Dad asks his one question.
Oh, can I
asking.
Ask? Yeah, okay.
You can if you want.
If you're ready.
I don't have a question.
Wizardry.
See, I would say wizardry if you can sort by race. Tech if you can't.
And it's wizardry. Okay. You guys are both right.
Woo! I've got two right.
See, that scares the shit out of me. On our computer, when it does that, it means it stops recording.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine.
If yours... Oh. Never mind. It's all right.
Yeah, wizardry, you're both right. Actually, now you're both...
Do we both have two?
Yeah, you both have two.
Did you get first one?
No, I didn't get one, did I?
You got the first one. Oh, no. You got the first one.
No,
Mark's,
we both
yeah,
lost the first
but
one.
Mark's ghost got it wrong.
That's right.
Man, I'm not even scoring my own game right.
That's right. I think the first one's a wash,
one.
Except for Mark's ghost.
Bob has
I have two. I get the last two as me, correct?
Mark's ghost has one.
Yeah. Touche.
Yeah.
You're right. That doesn't apply there, touche. When in Rome.
I'm tied with a ghost, you guys.
Yeah.
What up?
It's like walking with a ghost.
Yeah.
There's one left. Okay. All the rest I wrote down are
can
hogwash.
It be worth 8 points?
It will be worth 100 points.
Get ready, Bob.
Making the whole game, no.
Mark's ghost is pretty fun.
You know what this is like?
What's it like?
Every other game
whose
show.
Line is it anyway?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Those points
don't
matter.
The points don't matter. That's right, folks. The points don't matter.
That's what killed me
just
about the
like
British
something,
version.
Something.
Did the points That's, matter in the British version?
He would say that, and then he'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to tally up the points. And he'd be like...
Just like dead air for
like
and he'd be like, all right, Ryan Stiles has 32 and a half. You know, he would totally give out numbers.
Huh.
That never made any sense.
They had a lot of Canadians in the British version of that show.
Oddly enough.
And in the American version.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Well, Canadians are funnier
than us.
They're
pretty close.
They're pretty funny. They're Canadians and improv.
They had
hand
to import the Canadians over there.
You're right.
Last article for Science and Wizardry.
Worth 100 points.
For years. Yeah, you're right. We're the 100 million points.
Now we're playing.
Now it's real. For years, people have thought, and scientists have thought, that dolphins made their clicks and whistles and speech patterns through air in their nasal cavities. They have come to realize that they actually use vibration in their throat tissues, much like human beings. So essentially, what I'm asking you is it science or wizardry, is that dolphins speak like humans?
Biology is my own.
Yeah, so now we're like, so.
Well, you're both wrong.
I mean, I didn't actually vote.
Well, you know.
Also, Mark's ghost says wizardry.
I'm with Mark's ghost on this one. Wizardry.
Wizardry?
No. I feel like a wizard decided that the clicks and whistles that dolphins were doing were very cute, but they wanted to make it a possibility for dolphins to finally speak English. Or Russian. They can do both of those.
Interspecies communication.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the movie Zeus and Roxanne.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it, but I know it's
also,
about a dolphin.
Also the zookeeper.
Is it a dolphin and a cat?
It's a dolphin and a dog.
And a dog?
I saw that shit in theaters. The only thing I remember from the movie is the one guy who's like, interspecies communication. And he's, that's exactly how he says it.
It was Richard Dreyfuss.
I've never seen it.
I guess a cat and a dolphin wouldn't work because, like, a dolphin's like a big fish.
Yeah.
Well, it's a cat's mammal. Like, cat's like fish, Bob.
It's my silence wasn't. Listener. I didn't get it.
Bob looked
so you
confused.
Said biology. Mark's ghost said wizardry, and you said
wizardry.
Ah, you guys are right. It's wizardry.
Oh, Mark's ghost. Three-way tie. Yeah. Mark's ghost, Dan, and Bob. Three-way tie.
No, this is worth 100 million points.
I forgot. I was back in the old scoring
two-way
scheme.
Two-way tie, and ghosts don't count.
Yeah, so you win.
What?
Who wins?
You.
I do?
Sure.
Nice.
I'm looking at
that
you.
Seems counterintuitive, but congratulations.
I'm going to take that win and feel really good about it.
Yeah.
That's the point. We're here to build self-esteems and tear down social barriers.
It's just to make Dan feel bad about himself, I think.
Working.
That is
such a high opinion.
Secondary objectives of the game.
I like it
for sure.
What was the actual answer? I already forgot.
Wizardry.
Why is it wizardry?
I don't know. Let's take a break.
Oh, yep.
That's how we do things here. Dreams, wake up in floods of where and what you are, propped up against beer cases that nobody wants. But if you quit, your only severance will be this scar. So in 2005, I was...
Year of our Lord. Thank you. I was waiting.
Current era. I was already obsessed with the topic of time travel and stumbled upon a little show called Doctor Who. And I'm gonna sound like a hipster for a moment, but it really pisses me off that all you guys finally jumped on the bandwagon.
Why?
He's saying this with
because I've been trying to get people to watch this show since I stumbled upon it. Like, I accidentally watched it the day Eccleston season aired on Sci-Fi.
Okay.
And was like, I have no idea what you are, but you're beautiful.
But I'm gonna watch you.
But you've got a blue box time
so
machine.
Why? But let's get back to the root of your anger. That you're angry that you finally got me to watch something you wanted me to watch.
It's not so much you. It's the whole country. Because all of a sudden, Doctor Who is now.
Is everybody on board now?
Essentially, the only person I know who's not is Bob.
Is it Chris Hardwick's fault because he started talking to Matt Smith?
Oh God, a little bit. Like yeah. I had said,
blame Hardwick.
I said a year and a half ago when season 5 started that Doctor Who wasn't finally popular in America; that it was just now acceptable to admit that you liked it in America.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, I mean, you are not the only one of my friends that have finally just like blown through it. Like 6 or 7 months ago, I talked Mark into watching it, so I got to rewatch all of it and get up to season 5 with him and. Like 5 or 6 other people I know, Sideshow Mel, not included, you not included, have finally blown through it. I can't wait for you to do it, Bob.
No, I'll start it at some point. Because Dan started it,
it's
I have
to. It's
a
sick addiction.
It is. It is.
I went through it so unbelievably fast.
Are you
fast.
Up to date already?
Yes.
Wow. Did you see all of season 6?
Yes.
We have so much to talk about later.
I'm so up to date,
we
you guys.
We have so much to talk about.
Wait a minute. You see the newest episodes, you've seen them.
Correct.
Wow.
That means he can watch it Saturday with me, and we can phone in and be like, oh, you, mm-hmm.
"You guys,
we're
you
gonna tweet about it."
FaceTime watching it together. You both have iPhone 4s.
We do.
Your sponsor's iPhone 4, right?
Can't you?
Yeah, we are now.
3GS that could still do it, right?
That doesn't have the front-facing camera.
It
doesn't. Can't do it. You can't do it.
Suckers.
Doesn't even have it.
So often, what do you think? What do you think of the show?
Animals. Sorry. Right? People with the wrong phone.
iPad 2.
What do I think of it?
I have one major question about Doctor Who that I want to ask you as a new person.
What doctor?
That's a second question, but that's – how do you like the show? Obviously, you like it because you blew through it.
I love it. Do yeah. You? No, absolutely. And it was weird. It was an evolution of going from – being indifferent to, like, out of boredom.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I'm going to finally check out this show that you and others have been telling me to check out for quite a while. And I was always confused about where to start, like, because I hadn't looked into it too much.
The other 30 years of television.
Yeah, right? Because there's so much other Doctor Who. And then, like, I think it was you who told me, you or Mel on Twitter told me.
We'll just say both.
Yeah. You guys both said, no, you could just start at the beginning, in 2005, like the beginning of the new series. And so, like, at least I finally had a place to start. And I don't know, it's a weird slow start to the show.
It really is.
It takes a while to get into it, because it was definitely cheap.
I want Eccleston back to give him better storylines.
Yeah, no, I think he was great, but they didn't know what the show was yet. Or, which is weird to say because there was already like 30 years of it.
Yeah, it's been
but they hadn't quite figured out this newest incarnation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I like after the first season, like probably like two or three episodes and David Tennant. It's like, oh, okay, I get this show now, and it's really good. So I'm just glad that I got through all of Eccleston first.
I'm an admitted Tennant hater.
Really?
I am. I did not like any of season two.
Now, why is that?
If
let's get into this.
If you want my honest opinion, you know, because the Doctor can regenerate and whatnot. That's how they keep new actors into it. So when he goes
instead of dying,
like if I shoot you. You just turn into another guy. You don't look anything like Bob, which much to my chagrin, because you're a cutie pie. You know, you retain all of that sexy brain of yours, but a whole physical change.
And also kind of a personality change.
Slightly.
Too.
Will I also come back lantern-jawed?
Maybe. You never know.
Okay.
You never know.
Certainly cleft of chin.
Okay. All right.
The main problem I have with Tennant is that you had Eccleston, who was this, like, survivor guilt, war-torn guy, and he's pretty much hanging around with a tramp, which is one of my notes I put here. Does Huffman think Rose is a tramp?
Certainly.
Yes. I can answer.
I mean, she grows on you, obviously, and then she like continually plays a role in the show.
The tramp. She's a tramp. That's the role she plays. And she gets it from her mother.
Her mother's the worst person on TV.
Yeah.
She's horrible.
Tramping in the family business.
But at this point, he's a 900-some-odd-year-old time traveler. And when Tennant comes into it, he's just so trying to impress this tramp of a woman, this 19-year-old Earth girl. He's 906. She's 19.
And the fact that they're saying she's 19 when she's obviously in her mid-20s is a little weird.
And just every other word out of David Tennant's mouth, and forgive me for blowing your ears out, is always just like, whoa! He's just always so, I have no other way to explain it without seeing it.
Surprised?
Just, I mean, he'll
is that
be
not...
too... You don't like the Tennant, oh yes!
Yeah, oh yes!
I gotta be honest, didn't like it at first. Yeah, you peaked on that one, that's fine.
Do tramps age faster? Sorry.
They do. Okay. They do because all the chain smoking and this is my own show. I don't have to feel bad about saying this. And all the semen on the face just wrinkles the shit out of you.
I actually thought semen was good for the face.
You would think that. Common misconception.
I thought it was a moisturizer and de-wrinkler.
Common misconception. We don't know this because we don't often get it.
That's elephant sperm.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Another common misconception.
Is it still healthy to swallow?
Sure.
This is your show.
Yeah, you
I'm going to talk about swallowing things.
You know, I don't know verbatim, but from what
like
I've gathered,
put that in a Jamba Juice. Sorry.
Nice
shit's
nice
getting real. That's classy.
Oh no, Dan's like
the disappointed
good one is the worst.
The folks at home can't wait for the return of the Bob and Dan cast.
It's going to be dirty when it
this
comes
time
back.
We're dirty.
Yeah.
I couldn't get behind his acting in season two. But season three and four, Tennant much better. Finally began to tolerate Tennant. Season three is my favorite Tennant season, by the way.
And it took almost a whole season for me to get on board with Tennant. And like by the end of it, I'm like, oh, I like him a lot more than Eccleston.
Is this...
And then I'm glad he was there for so long because he was so good.
It got dark by the end, too.
Remember,
did you watch
when
all
they
the
killed
movies?
The devil?
Did you watch all the movies in between?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was my biggest worry, is that you were going to go straight to it. But
No. I found the right Wikipedia page that had all of the correct order and everything. So
I didn't
want to
be a herb on Twitter and be like, hey, Huffman, make sure you don't fuck this up.
Yeah, watch it,
no, no, no.
Watch it right.
I wish you had said something, because I almost missed.
I should have.
No, just because they don't have the movies for the most part on Twitter.
They're missing one on there now.
Yeah.
And which is my favorite out of them.
Well, also, it's like, is that not the first movie?
No, it's Next Doctor, which is actually in the Doctor Who Netflix queue.
Yeah.
It goes Next Doctor, Planet of the Dead, Water of Mars, End of Time.
Was it Next Doctor or Planet of the Dead that they don't have?
It's Planet of the Dead.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, with the bus and the metal stingray monsters. Okay.
Whoa.
Which we're going to jump
they
right into my...
so fast around the planet that
they cut
a hole in time and space.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep. Now that cuts right to my next question. And this is the point of bringing up Doctor Who.
Tenet.
Russell T. Davies or Stephen Moffat?
T. Davies! Hands down.
Because here's...
It's different. It's absolutely
way
different.
I'm going to throw out my arguments first, not to be rude, but only because I've had years to sulk on these things. Because I watch seasons 2, 3, and 4 episodically.
I can't imagine doing that. To me, that sounds like the worst kind of torture.
To have to wait.
Like I'm
for almost no information to backstory. Like, you may get a line, you may not.
Yeah, like, I powered through in, like, a couple of months, what, 5.5 years of TV?
Yeah.
You know, it can't imagine having to wait for that.
It was rough. Russell T. Davies, all the alien species, anthropomorphic animals.
Okay.
I mean, they very rarely do anything outside of anything than, like, that's a rhino, but a man. Or nope. That's...
Well, yeah, what, they had cat people, but then you have,
the
like...
They had cat people?
You have the face of...
The face of Bo, but, you know, is he an alien? We don't know, because the one line. I don't want to spoil.
For someone who's ever seen the show, are the two names, like, showrunners?
Russell T. Davies brought back the show.
Yeah, okay. Executive producer.
Up until The New Doctor, which is seasons 5 and 6. One of the best writers, in my opinion, of all of the other seasons. Like, every episode that you see a Stephen Moffat episode is usually really dark and really awesome.
And then he took over the show?
But then he got pretty light when he took over.
A little bit, but I think that was to usher in a new audience. Because, I mean, like, you know, I remember you saying that on Twitter, and I was like, I kind of don't concur with you, because as you get deeper into season 5...
At the point that I had seen, it felt like it was Doctor Who for babies. Like, it was, hey, let's make this for a much younger audience.
Yeah.
And it was also because the Doctor was so much lighter at that point.
Yeah.
Because at the end of David Tennant, he was an insane madman.
Yeah. A 1,000-year-old time traveler, no one to watch his, or not so much watch his back, but to tell him that he shouldn't break rules.
Like, he finally decided that rules were a no-go, and he was going to do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted.
No coach, no referee.
Yeah. And eventually that started the backfire.
That lasted, what, like 5 minutes of that last special? Like, he does it in Water of Mars, and then by the end of time, he's like, I shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm. After the suicide. Yeah.
That's enough to bring it. But yeah, the question remains. You know, all right, so I didn't finish my point. My apologies. Happens a lot on my podcast. Russell T. Davies had the anthropomorphic animals all the time. Constant still shots. The camera never moves dramatically. If you go back, now that you've seen season 5,
I haven't
6,
honestly noticed a big if you, change
if
in
you go,
cinematography.
If you go back, you will. Yeah. The camera very rarely moves. It's way more running. At least in Moffat's, the, you know, dramatic pushes, yada, yada, yada. And overwhelming Looney Tunes music.
Hmm.
That's the one thing that Russell T. Davies, you know, because I could always sit there and be like, the homophobia in Russell T. Davies is astounding. But Doctor Who's always been kind of gay pride, and I like that about the show. I don't like Captain Jack.
Well, you just said it was homophobic and full of gay pride. I'm confused.
I know. It's because I'm drunk.
Anti-homophobic.
Thank you. I didn't know if there was a word for it.
Homocentric.
Homocentric.
Pro homo.
This is why you guys. This is why you guys are the big stars, and we're base camp of the mountain.
Oh hey.
Everybody
on the mountain is equally important.
So we don't give a shit about grammar here.
So you're no pro homo.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So Russell T. Davies and Stephen Moffat, like, you know, have you noticed a difference?
Well, it hasn't really been a theme at all. Like, I guess, for the new stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, you know, it very rarely pops up, but it pops back up. But Russell T. Davies is like the Joel Schumacher of British cinema. Like, he's very open and yada, yada, yada. And nobody gives a shit. And I don't give a shit. I do give a shit. I hate gay people.
Oh, no.
It's not true.
Oh, no.
It's not true.
Dan and I are not affiliated with this podcast except via network.
And being on it?
Also, we're on it right now.
Son of a bitch.
Signed a lot of waivers.
I mean, have you noticed a difference between the two showrunners?
Yeah.
Is my question.
Okay.
I will edit the shit out of this episode, by the way.
The tone of the show is very different. And then also, who was the new guy's
name? Matt Smith. Or Stephen Moffat.
Stephen Moffat. Like, at the beginning of the Stephen Moffat episodes, like the beginning of season 5,
mm-hmm.
It felt very light. And I was afraid that was going to carry on through the rest of the season, through the rest of the season and the rest of the series. But it does get darker. It gets closer to what was great about, you know, Russell T. Davies in the later seasons that he was in charge of. I don't know. I mean, as of now, I'm a Russell T. Davies guy. But, like I said, I'm such a huge fan of David Tennant.
Yeah.
And, but also, Matt Smith has totally won me over.
He's good.
I have no problem with him at all. Like, I really like him as a doctor.
Yeah.
He's a perfect blend of the first and second.
And, like, and I have no problem with the running of the show now. Like, it's also very good. So, like I have no complaints, but if you want me to pick...
I do want you.
T. Davies.
That's the guy who did it first?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, in the original 30-year run of the show, they went through, like, 15 different production companies.
Oh, wow.
They were constantly shifting people
is this
around.
Is it, like, tied together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's all the same.
Which, oddly enough, you know, like he said, he watched 5 years of television in a few months.
Yeah.
It took us until the third year of the show to actually get confirmation that everything else mattered.
Okay.
Because they were calling him the Ninth Doctor, but it wasn't until, like, he ends up becoming human in an episode and... like has memories of it and draws all these pictures in a diary of all the other nine doctors, and that was like the first time on screen that you're like, oh shit, that
those are the other
really?
Guys.
I feel like that happened a lot where they're like, you know, they pop up pictures of old doctors.
It didn't not the first time.
It definitely happens
three.
A lot eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
once they made the decision, it's
and then certainly them. Now in the new season with River because she knows all of the old doctors.
Oh, it's so good.
I'd say the show where it is right now is kind of crazy good, and they've got a
very heavy,
really
plot.
Great, like overarching plot for the whole, like for the whole,
for
like,
the whole like last season,
two,
this
last
season, and the
season.
Next like three they could probably do.
Yeah, who knows if it'll wrap up this storyline at the end
they,
of this one?
They
or
said
not.
That season seven, Matt Smith and Karen Gillan are already signed, so we'll at least
get
another season.
Were they not? I also read something about like Matt Smith saying he might take off after the seventh season.
Yeah, he might. People don't like to play the Doctor too long, and that kills me because I liked how Tennant was there for a while. It killed me that Eccleston wasn't there, and like I don't want Matt Smith to ever go.
Well, from that point on, what are you except for Doctor Who? You know, it's like playing Bond.
Yeah.
Like, once you're Bond, you're always Bond doing something else.
Right.
Thundercats sure is awesome, though.
The Thundercats reboot, you guys. Are we wrapping up the Doctor Who talk?
No, I was just being a dick.
I think Eccleston did enough other stuff.
Yeah, like, well, that's why he left.
Yeah, before he did Doctor Who. That it was, like, okay.
Which is why I'm glad Moffat's in charge now, because Davies came out from the beginning and said he would never do a multi-doctor story, and that bothers me, because...
bring back other doctors?
Yeah, because that's what happened to me. Like, I saw Eccleston's, and then I was halfway through Tennant, so I was like...
Eccleston's never come back, right?
No.
No, I don't think so.
And no one's ever come back, because Davies refused to do a multi-doctor story, but there's three from the original show run. There's... a three-doctor story, a five-doctor story, and then a two-doctor story.
A five-doctor story?
That's crazy.
And there was all five of them at the time. It was actually their 10th, 20th, and 30th anniversaries. No, scratch that. 10th, 20th, 25th. This next year is the season 7's the 30th anniversary, so I'm very excited to see Moffat maybe do something because he said he wanted to.
Hmm.
David Tennant also came out and said that he kept his wardrobe from it in case he ever needed to come back.
Oh, he kept the wardrobe?
He kept his suit. I actually found a website where you can buy the suit, and it's only $500, which ain't unreasonable for...
For a suit, that's really not that bad.
It's not that bad for his suit, too. Like, to be like... It's not a Doctor Who replica suit. It's from the people who made the suit.
Oh, wow.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, no.
Thundercats is fucking awesome, isn't it, Bob?
It's really great.
It's like really good. For the last 45 minutes to 3 hours, I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, who knows?
You know that I've been chatting with the gentleman at Bob and Dan Cast.
Hello.
Bob and Dan.
First off, thank you, Bob. Remember that from the beginning, you guys?
I hope
like
you cut
two and a half hours
I know,
ago.
It was there. I loved it.
Yeah.
And those guys were in the Earwolf Challenge, something that if you're a listener of my show, this show, you know that we were graciously told to leave them the fuck.
Did they send you something?
They did.
Did they really?
Wow.
They did.
What'd they say?
Leave us the fuck alone.
No.
What?
No, it was like my Apple interview email. Like, we really want to thank you for your time, but don't ever bother to contact us ever again because you suck at life.
That's pretty harsh.
It's pretty much what Steve Jobs said to me.
Steve's.
Oh, and, yeah, we're doing, yeah.
Steve's Jobsies.
Yeah, yeah.
So these guys were just in the Earwolf Challenge, and sad to say, they have been fucking booted.
Yeah.
What were you guys in the top four, though? Top four, top five?
We were the fourth of the top four.
Yeah. That's pretty fucking impressive.
We beat six other podcasts.
Out of 130.
That's impressive.
One of them, including R4Sense.
Yeah.
You were one of the 100.
We were told to never bother
our
these fuckers again.
Our show is technically better than yours.
On a lot of levels, that's correct.
I'm sorry.
No, that's a
you
mean.
Shouldn't be sorry.
I'm
it's
so sorry.
Pretty true.
Yeah.
David Tennant reference.
Tennant.
Take that, Bob.
I don't get
Thundercats watching ass.
Ho!
Oh, so the Earwolf challenge.
Yeah.
Before we get into this, like, how are you? How are you guys?
Fine.
You guys good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
We knew we weren't going to win the thing.
No, I think off the top, we knew we weren't going to win, but just to be in it was great.
Did you make it further than you think you guys?
Absolutely,
yeah. A lot further.
I don't think we thought top five was even possible.
No. It was kind of the biggest thing was making it past the first elimination.
I didn't want to be the first ones gone. Anything after that was gravy.
And then from there, it was like, well, maybe, I mean, it was week to week. It was like, hey, we made it another week. Hey, we made it another week. But it was also, maybe we can get past the non-comedy podcast.
Right, yeah. At the very least, hopefully.
Maybe we can get past, like, I mean, not to say anything bad about sci-fi television zombies.
Yeah.
But, like, their show isn't a comedy show.
Right.
So I was like, man, I really hope we can make it past
a non-comedy show.
Yeah. And luckily we made it past all of those.
Yeah.
We made it past all but one of the non-comedy shows.
That's our biggest regret.
Yeah.
I think it's that we didn't beat Totally Lame. No offense to Totally Lame.
We really wanted to beat Totally Lame.
And the fans of the actual Earwolf Challenge.
Exactly.
According to the message boards.
They came out as the favorites, and everybody wants to take down the favorite, I think. And that we dubbed ourselves the
underdog.
It would have been great for the underdog to take down the favorite. And funny, I mean, like, if I could be on any of the podcasts, I think I would want to be on Totally Lame more than any other one.
Yeah.
They seem like cool people. Like, they seem like really nice people that I would love to chat with.
They're just going to want to talk to you about your first sexual experience.
I don't have any
sexual experiences?
None. That's not true. But I don't have like a, I don't have
Bob,
like a
you're a good-looking guy.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't have.
Press stop, Dan. We got to do something real quick.
We got to fuck.
Watch your mouth.
It's a family show, Bob.
Sorry. That really worked for me.
So, I mean, did you guys make friends with any of those shows of the challenge? And not so much make friends, but, like, talk outside of the challenge with anybody.
I feel like
I had already talked to Left Handed Radio before, briefly. I think they at one point, they advertised on Jordan Jesse Go.
Yeah.
Was that them? Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I know it is, but I'm sorry.
Thank you for bringing me into it. Yeah, I get lonely.
I'll just ask you. You have to reaffirm everything I already know is true.
It's a good co-host.
And I don't know if I found them through that or if I had already found them, but I'd sent them an email saying, or maybe just a tweet saying, you know, to the extent of like, hey, so you heard you guys, you know, advertisement on Jordan Jesse Go. I like the show, you know, stuff like that. And this is well before the challenge even started. And I think from that point, they remembered who I was and they remembered I had a show too and everything. So at that point, we were kind of friendly, though we didn't have much talk going on.
But I think post-show, there's been more connection.
Yeah, we talked to the F Plus a few times, or at least one of the guys.
Yeah, Lemon emailed us.
We talked to Lemon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he's the head honcho over there. I'm really not sure.
It seems like him and Boots Raingear seem like the head guys.
That's a name and a half.
Yeah. That's my favorite. Boots Raingear is my favorite.
Is that his real name?
That's their, like, I think that's like his forum name.
I don't believe Lemon's name is Lemon either.
I know, but what's it? Boots Raingear?
Raingear. Like, I'm going to go out in the rain, but put some gear on.
I don't know. All for right, the longest
mind.
Time.
Can I take back my question if that's a real name? Because I thought you said, like, Raingear.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great name.
For the longest time, I thought it was Boots Reindeer.
Oh, that's pretty good, too.
Which I also thought was fun.
Yeah. But also, I think we've had more contact with the F Plus. I feel like they've been really nice to us. Like, once we got kicked out, F Plus was really complimentary towards us.
Yeah,
like on the forum, they're like, you know, it's hard to put.
Are
out
they
a...
still in it? I don't want to sound like a total.
No,
they were right behind us.
Yeah.
I'm
Which
not gonna
sad.
Lie. I fast forward through a lot of it just to listen to you guys, and then I would listen to the week three or the day three.
See, I don't even listen to it because it's hard for me to listen to it because it's about us.
Part of the time. I agree. I know what you're talking about.
No. I mean, I hope we kind of keep it. Like, I don't know. I like Left Hand Radio. They seem like cool guys.
Yeah. And also, what's nice is that they're real comedians.
Yeah.
And I think some of them, like, write for real things.
It could be.
Yeah. And like, they're all comedians out in New York. And they do stuff that we kind of, you know, that we like. I mean, they do radio sketch comedy, which we're huge fans of.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we'd love to stay in contact with them and maybe do something with them eventually.
I wish we were closer. That'd be great.
Yeah.
We're not that far.
I don't think they're all together in the same room necessarily either.
Oh, really? That's crazy for sketch.
No, I think sometimes they like do it where they record their own stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, you guys got to talk to a lot of quote-unquote famous people.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Anything cool come out of that? And by cool, you know, anything. Like, the people who listen to my show, they want that raw, true Hollywood story kind of shit coming out of you now.
Sure.
So, like, I mean, did you get, like, phone calls from P.F. Tompkins late at night? Just wishing you luck?
Man,
I wish that so bad.
It said that we were good that week, so we didn't actually get to talk to Paul Tompkins.
You know what's sad is that, well, it's sad and good at the same time. The people that we really wanted to talk to the most were actually kind of fans of our stuff.
Yeah.
No shit.
Which is nice. But, like, you know, it's like, hey, I want to talk to, you know, Paul F. Tompkins, Matt Gourley,
Jesse
Thorne.
Yeah.
But all of them were complimentary, so we weren't in the bottom three that week. So we didn't actually get a chance to talk to him, you know.
Did you guys talk to Maron?
Yeah.
We did talk to Mark Maron,
He seemed oddly nice.
He seemed very
nice.
Mark
Maron, yeah.
Because, like, I really like his show, and I'm just going to come out and say it. Like, I don't like his stand-up.
We're kind of on the same boat, yeah. It's tough.
I thought that Bob and I were kind of the only ones in that boat, but I'm glad to find out.
More people.
Like, I try to like his stand-up, and it's one of those stand-up routines that you're like, you're listening to it, and you're like, I agree with everything you're saying, but I am bored.
But I'm not laughing, Mark
Maron. Like, I'm not laughing. You're just yelling at me.
Yeah.
He's from a different era, and he does, like, he's kind of like a mixed era guy, because he's from the era of the angry stand-up comic, the angry crowd work comic.
Yeah.
But he also does, like, the long form indie story based stuff now. So it's like he's some sort of weird Asian fusion comic. I think fusion and or Asian in there just because, you know.
Fusion, fine. Yeah.
Yeah. But it paints a picture.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think he's much better, like, on his show than he is, like, just as a stand-up.
Oh, I mean, like, I thoroughly enjoy it. When he's talking to somebody he, like, almost doesn't know, and all of a sudden it's raw. I like raw interviews.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I enjoyed our interaction, our little bit of interaction with Mark Maron. It was pretty funny.
I think, like, in a weird way, he was defending us, even though I don't think he really liked what we did. Like,
no.
He said something and then immediately, like, contradicted himself, which, like, helped us. It was.
He also said something about, I'll have to check those guys out. Even though I know he's not going to.
He's never
going to,
yeah.
It was nice to hear Mark Maron say
that,
hey, I'll have to check those guys out.
Like, you talked to Dan Telfer for a whole episode? I'll check it out.
Uh-huh.
No, you're not.
No, certainly not.
And this is going to lead me, you know, not that I'm wrapping this up, but this is leading me to my last question I want to ask.
Sure.
What's the deal with Matt Besser?
I don't know. Like,
do you guys want to, you know?
I still like him.
Do you guys
the sad part is, I also
topic?
Like. Yeah.
I still think he's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't think that. I hesitate to criticize. I don't think he had very much skin in the game for this. You know, like, he didn't care about it until the mics were rolling, you know, like, which is exactly what, like, Paul F. Tompkins said on a different podcast. He said Matt Besser had zero interest in the show.
Yeah, until the
mics. Or the inner workings of the show.
He did say that about...
Yeah, it was
a
challenge
on
Who
Charted.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny.
That's what Paul
F.
Tompkins said about Matt Besser on Who Charted.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I agree with you. Like, I like Matt Besser. I like him in movies. I don't really like Upright Citizens Brigade, but it's the same thing with Kids in the Hall. I don't like Kids in the Hall, but if you show me a good
sketch... Interview over.
Blasphemy.
We're out of here.
I don't. Like, I like individual sketches. It's like Monty Python. Like, I can watch I can watch Besso's, but if you were to be like, hey, you're gonna come over, I'm gonna make some popcorn, I'm gonna get a 12-pack of beer, and we're gonna watch Upright Citizens Brigade all night, I'm gonna be like, alright, I'm checking in and checking out.
No, I've been down with
that. I think it's pretty good, yeah.
I'm a fan. Even
not
bigger
you can't
fan
like it.
Of Kids in the Hall, so.
Yeah, Kids in the Hall.
Sorry, guys.
What's your favorite sketch show of all time?
A sketch show of all time?
Right. I think both
really
of ours
don't
is probably Kids,
have
right?
one.
Portlandia.
Oh,
I really don't have one. I just thoroughly enjoy bits and pieces of all. Like, I, you know,
Human Giant.
Because I can tell you, I like Mad TV parts. Early Mad TV.
No, occasionally Mad TV had some good stuff.
First two
I know
seasons.
It's popular to hate on
Mad TV.
I like all that.
Hey, Andy Daly was on Mad TV, so it can't all be bad.
I don't remember that at all.
All that? First couple seasons of all that?
I never watched it.
Watch your mouth.
Kids get...
I never kids watched it. Watch my mouth. Okay.
Watch your language. Shut your tone when you're talking.
Remember when Kenan Thompson did the French guy in the bathtub?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I do.
Nope.
Watch your mouth.
Shut up. Shut up, Hoffman.
Yeah, I don't know. No. I mean, but Besser, I don't think, was a fan of us. I mean, not, I don't know if he wasn't a fan. Just didn't really know. Like, we couldn't explain ourselves, so he was just immediately turned off, I guess.
And that colored the rest of...
Everything.
Rest of everything.
He was tough on you guys, almost for no reason.
It seems like it. Maybe.
Yeah, it's easy to think that from our perspective.
Exactly.
A lot of other people have also come to that conclusion.
Yeah.
That maybe he was a little unjustly hard on us. But I don't know. I mean, he did say some nice things about it occasionally.
Towards the end.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like after Sketch Week, we kind of like, oh, these guys can be funny when they're actually doing something.
Also, what you called him on it on saying, like, oh, we didn't think you liked us.
Yeah, I'm surprised you actually liked it. I like you guys.
You said that?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah. And it's like,
I'm
I like
so
you
proud
guys.
Of you.
I like you guys.
Yeah.
Call him out right in the middle of the taping.
Thanks, Matt Besser.
I thought you hated us.
Yeah.
So I don't think Matt Besser actually hates us. No. And like now that we're out of it, he would probably like us a lot more.
Probably.
But I don't think that... He did not like that we didn't know what we were, yet we were doing well in this competition. You know, I think he was a bit taken aback by the fact that this kind of directionless... this directionless chat show could make it so far that so many people would be won over by us, you know, even though we don't even know what we're doing. And like, and I can totally understand that perspective. But
I concur. It's still rude.
I agree. I think on the forum somebody brought up like the next week after like we were already gone, there was talk about how maybe Totally Lame didn't really have a hook. And it's like, well, and then Matt Besser said, like, you know, maybe that's just what they are. They don't have a hook. And then someone's like, I can't believe for 9 weeks, Bob and Dad got shit on for not having a hook. And then the 1 week they're out, Matt Besser says, maybe that's a good thing to Totally Lame. Yeah. It's like, that's pretty funny. Yeah. So, I don't know.
But then, like, they're, you know, they don't have a hook and they're an interview show, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at least they still have that.
They don't have a hook, but they have famous people on. So
exactly.
It's okay.
Which is a hook.
Right. We're just
in and of itself.
Like I said, we're two nobodies on the internet, but talking to
them. I'll say a highlight for me, though, is just, I don't want to run the interview, but I just wanted to say we're really happy that we got to meet Dan Telfer.
That was super nice. Yeah,
that's one of my favorite episodes of your show.
Oh, he was great.
So much fun.
I've never, you guys had Dan Wells on, you had Liz Lee, and those were interviews.
Right.
This was like, hey.
No, yeah, we had an actual episode with
us. You're an actual friend of ours who we haven't seen in a couple years, and you actually have this career now. Like, you want to sit down and bullshit for a little bit? Like, yes.
That's more what it felt like.
You guys talked about Skyrim. You played, which kills me because we're on the wrong show to do it, but I've never D&D'd, and I fucking really want to play Dan's real-life Dungeoneering.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have you on to
do it.
I would...
One day.
Last time we did it, I had to play both characters that we're playing.
Yeah.
And I would really rather have other people play.
It's better with three people.
One day.
Yeah.
A man can dream.
Also, Telfer was the first in person, so that's probably had a lot to do with it, I think. Everybody else was
in-person interview with somebody we don't know.
Yeah,
yeah,
everybody else is Skype, so I felt like we could get...
Yeah, that helped a lot. Also, not to kiss butt more than I have to, but we showed up and Telfer was all about the show. Like he had listened to, like, three episodes
at that point,
like, the last three episodes, and he already, like, he wanted to do Dungeoneering.
He wanted to talk about
Skyrim.
Yeah.
Like, he brought these up.
And Black Tom.
And he wanted
Peter.
To talk about Black,
Black Peter.
Peter. I think the entire show was stuff that Dan Telfer said he wanted to do. Like he's like, hey, yeah, can we do this, this, and this? It's like, of course we freaking
Dan
can.
Dan Telfer, yes we can.
No, we can. Yeah. Watch your mouth. This is our show.
You mean, can we talk about the stuff we love to talk about and play this game that's fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
sometimes life is effortless.
Exactly. Kind of the perfect interview.
Yeah.
Or not even interview. It's just the perfect
show,
guest.
Yeah.
So.
Now, one last question about the challenge. Do you think that you're, because that, you guys interviewed Dan Telfer before the challenge, correct?
No.
No, we interviewed him for the challenge.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We were like on a delay, so we did it specifically for the challenge, but then you probably didn't hear it until 3 weeks after it happened.
Then I rescind the question.
Oh, what was it?
I don't remember what it was, but it was immediately moot when this information came to light.
Because that episode came out before it came out on the challenge.
I think my question was going to be, did you know, I don't even know. Who gives a shit?
Like, would we have,
moving on,
like, asked something specific for the challenge?
No,
or
I think it was going to be like, I think what I was driving at is, did you interview him just because you knew the challenge was coming, or did you just, like, you know, you're funny and local, we're funny and local.
Oh, no, no, no.
Let's be funny together.
We're so scared of people,
yeah,
and interaction in general that we wouldn't have done it had the challenge not called for it.
No, it's like using a guest. Like, we should probably see if we
can
get
it's like, oh, we should really see if we can get a guest. And yeah. Luckily, he was down, yeah. So.
Yeah. Invite us to the house?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Well, for what it's worth, guys, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Even though I think everybody's older than me, I'm proud.
I'll take pride from...
Are you older than me?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
We're the same age.
But I was born in 85, if that means anything.
No, it does. It means you're older than me.
84.
But Dad was 84, that's what I was saying.
Cocksmuggler, Thundercut.
Whoa.
Whoa, I know.
Whoa.
What'd you learn on the episode tonight, Bob?
I heard thunder.
Yeah, you're right. I missed it.
Didn't say Thundercat? Never mind.
No.
I learned...
Oh, close, though.
New way to swear at people.
I mean, good.
Like, name calling.
Stringing.
Is that what it's called?
Just putting them all together in one, yeah.
Stringing profanity. Theory.
I swear like a sailor, you guys both know this about me. And I toned it down quite a bit for this episode. It was pretty considering that we drank a bottle, all three of us drank an entire bottle of wine. I'm surprised I haven't been like fuck shit pissing all over the place.
I'm a little more tipsy drinking a full bottle of wine among three than one among two.
Yeah, so we had one between the two of us on
did
the
you,
last episode.
Did you guys eat before?
I don't think so.
What time do we
well,
do?
I guess
yeah,
we did later.
We did. We both had
I take
before.
It back. You're right.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I meant
to get you drunk.
It makes sense now. So I'm glad we put the pieces together and solved it.
People helping people.
People helping people. People coming together. What else did I learn? I don't know. I learned a lot about Doctor Who and then immediately forgot it.
Good.
Oh, what we learned this episode. Yeah.
Yeah. I learned...
That's what we're doing.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention, apparently.
I learned...
Son of a bitch.
...that it's really fun to be on Not Our Podcast.
Yeah.
This is great.
You don't have to do any of the work.
That's so great. No.
Yes. But little do you know, you did half the work for me.
I can't wait. To not edit this podcast.
Dan's probably
that's probably
sense.
Your...
I cannot wait.
I know how you feel.
Yeah.
I taught Mark how to use the editing shit like a couple weeks ago, and I've just been like really excited for one day it's going to be like Christmas when he's going to look at me and be like, hey, man, I'll do this one. I'm going to shit my pants.
I could do it, but I can't at the same time. Like, I have the skills or know-how.
He's got the technology.
I can't use it, I can't apply it.
One day.
Yeah.
Maybe you could help out.
Maybe. Bob, you're going to have your own show someday, right?
Am I?
Mod?
Are you ever going to do Mob?
Oh, yeah.
I already follow you on Twitter.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I guess like everything, all of our plans to do more stuff got halted by the challenge. So at some point, I'll get back into that gear.
I'm glad the challenge is done then.
Yeah,
because I really like Dan Hates Your Podcast.
I really
like Mob.
I'm excited for Dan Hates Your Podcast.
Are you?
I haven't done anything for it. Also, I've like been making these like connections and stuff, and then like because I started writing stuff for Plop List, but then I just totally stopped, and like and it's really hard for me. Like, I have an interview that I need to transcribe that I did like 3 weeks ago, and like I don't know, I just really hate myself right now. I'm kind of stuck in a self-loathing spiral currently.
Cut it out.
No. I've been in it for years, but this particular leg is worse. So I just need to, I need to Bill Cosby it up.
Yeah.
And get
look
out,
at him.
Get
Does
out
he look
here.
Like he's in a rut?
No, he doesn't. Although he's got weird dead eyes now.
Now?
Yeah,
I haven't
currently.
Seen him. He's always wearing sunglasses.
No. He's got like, oh God, what's that? I don't know if it's glaucoma, but he's got like big old
cataracts.
Eyes. Cataracts. Yeah. Poor Bill Cosby.
Is that all you learned?
Doctor. What?
Is that all you learned? Did you learn anything else?
I probably learned more. I chatted a lot.
Yeah.
I learned that I chatted. What did we talk about, you guys? What else happened? I learned that I like to thank myself for things that haven't happened yet.
Self gratification.
Thank you. Yeah. I learned that Zach can sum up what I'm trying to say better than what I can say it as.
So what I said when I met you, I was like, we're kind of like the same person.
Is that what you thought?
I did, but you're better.
Oh, don't say that.
I just did.
Don't
record
it. Don't you dare make yourself better or worse than me.
I did.
I feel like that's not... No.
Not better or worse.
Hey, we're all equals.
We're the same person, damn it.
We're all equals. That's what I'm trying to say. No matter race, creed, race, we're equals. Hey, Dan, what'd you learn? if I can pass the buck.
I learned race is a big deal to Bob. Yeah. It was on that list twice.
An equal big deal.
Yeah. It's all about equality.
The sugar substitute, though, is what he's talking about.
Yeah. I use Splenda.
Do you guys remember when Equal came out?
I don't.
No.
You don't have to use sugar anymore.
I love sugar.
There's this chemical I can sweeten stuff with. Absolutely.
Wizardry.
Right?
Wizardry.
Mark's ghost says science.
Mark's ghost is wrong.
Hey, what did Mark's ghost learn? You think?
He learned that he should have rolled a 20 last time, and he would have stayed alive.
Yeah.
I tried to make a D&D joke. I don't know anything about it.
That was good enough.
Yeah. I know there's dice.
Did you kill him while you were playing D&D? Okay. Yeah. That makes sense then. You got it.
Rest in peace, Mark.
Yeah. The poor bastard. Yeah. He's going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck?
He better listen to this.
You're right. You better.
Yeah.
Did you learn? What'd you learn? You learned shit? Did you learn anything, Huffman?
Well, I mean, a lot of this
Can the world's smartest man learn anything new on R4Sense?
Is he the world's smartest man?
Did I just learn that he is or isn't?
Greg
we'll find
Proops
out, I guess.
Claims that he is.
That's right, he does.
You know what? I have realized that now Christian Slater sounds just like Greg Proops, and I play the game now on commercials. You know, I look at whoever's in the TV in the room with me. I'm like, is that Greg Proops or Christian Slater?
The game?
Yeah, no, I made
the game. Is that Greg Proops or Christian Slater?
Yeah, because, like, seriously, type in, you know, when was the last time you watched anything besides Broken Arrow or Interview with the Vampire?
Right, I have no idea.
Alone in the
Dark. He sounds just like Greg Proops now.
Oh, wow, I haven't heard him recently. Yes. Do you guys remember The Heathers? He was in that. And I really like that movie.
I love Heathers. I've never seen it.
We saw it in school. They showed us like the first 20 minutes in school.
First 20 minutes.
It might have been the day I ate mushrooms in the history of filmmaking. That was a rough day.
You see the croquet scene?
Yeah, that was the one they showed, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember it. I know it's a movie I should see.
Maybe Huffman was eating some mushrooms.
Maybe he was.
Maybe he was doing some
mushrooms. Maybe I was shroomed up, you guys.
You know what day I did that, though? It was when we watched that It Happened One Night.
That one day?
Okay. They sent us
that movie, though.
It happened one night? Yes. Yeah. So did I.
You probably liked it a lot more than I did.
I fucking love that movie. Yeah.
That guy's... Oh, God. Who was the guy?
Steven.
Cary Grant. No, Clark Gable.
Clark Gable. Man, his mustache.
Oh.
It was so, like, it was
perfect.
It was a total pederast mustache, but it just worked on him as an old-timey
that's
man.
Because back then, that was kind of the social norm.
Yeah. But also, he would talk like...
Statutory.
He slept with kids.
See, back in the day, statutory rape just meant that you raped a statue, so nobody gave a shit. This is the roaring 20s we're talking
statue
about.
Statue rape.
See, get it?
Bygone art.
Yeah.
the raping of statues. Nobody does it anymore.
Mm. Nobody does it.
Such just a skill. Because it's something nobody does anymore doesn't mean it's an art.
All right. I'll have to redefine art in my mind.
I learned nothing tonight.
Really?
No, I learned loads of stuff, but I'm just going to bottle them up inside.
That's fine.
Write them in my dream journal.
Hey, before we go.
Yeah. I have to read the phone number before we go.
I didn't learn anything.
What do you think of us changing our name? I think Dan and I wanted to ask you.
Oh, yeah.
On mic.
I don't think you should. Unless it comes out to be something fucking incredible.
Two people have told us not to.
Well,
I
think it's mostly, it's people, it's the biggest fans of the show.
Right.
Who say, no, don't change your name.
But
I
don't
know
where
you
want to
equate
me. Maybe
we shouldn't change our name. Because, man, that would be a lot easier as far as web hosting and iTunes.
I wanted to take a break for a while. And then I was like, well, when we come back.
From our show?
From your show and mine.
Feel free.
Yeah.
And just call it the new R4Sense.
Oh, the new Bob and Dan.
Because the same thing, like, you get to keep you keep all the essential information.
Right.
You just make a header on the website that says
true.
The new.
And then when everyone hates it, we can go back to the classic.
The original, like classic Coke.
Mm-hmm. That was my reference.
Thank you. same person, same page.
Have you ever considered renaming your podcast 8 Hey Pennies?
Have you?
No, but I will because I'm tired of people being like, don't you mean it's your 2 cents? And I'm like, oh my God.
I can't believe people get like...
they still say that. People still say that. They're
I don't
like,
care for
R4
your fans.
Cents. Yeah, no, I don't care for most
of you need a new caliber of fan.
That's why I'm here. So I'm here. I'm trying to ride your coattails.
We bring in the pseudo intellectual nerds. Maybe I don't know what our
I bring in the jock nerds, the nerds that beat the jocks that beat up nerds and then go home and play Final Fantasy 12.
These guys are great.
Why are they beating up those nerds?
Because they hate themselves. Because
they also play Final Fantasy as well.
Oh, it was more like, hey, let me cripple you so that you can't get that next epic drop.
Yeah, no, that's not what I meant.
No.
I meant it's like, we're different. I can prove it by beating you up, even though we both like the same things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
we're talking from fucking experience here.
I have been beat up so many zero times.
The last fight I got in, I actually won.
I've never been in a fight,
no,
you guys.
No, second grade was mine.
Wow. Do you remember AJ Lloyd? I pushed him over once.
Is that a fight? Does that count?
No, because I had like 90 pounds on him.
It doesn't mean it's not a fight.
Does that count? No. If you want to call in about this and leave hate mail or good mail, 224-366-7814.
Or maybe just heavy breathing.
Those are my favorite, and I've actually had a few of those from people who don't realize that they're calling us. Facebook.com/R4Sense. Twitter.com/R4Sense.
Fox Ghost. Come get you.
I'm just going to keep you keep doing that. That's nice ambiance for the information.
The outro, yeah.
I really want to call these guys, but I was really scared for some reason while he was telling us the phone number. R4SensePodcast@gmail.com. And the most important part, very special, http://r4sense.blogspot.com or friendshipmountain.com. As you get up on them forums, I'm occasionally on there, not as much as I'd like to be. And we're all on there. Bob and Dan are on there. Still sitting next to me. Fucking believe it.
Hey, Zach, which way were those slashes going? Forward.
We're back. You know, to this day, I've never been sure.
I'm not sure either.
If you hit enter and it says it's not a website,
I think it's a backslash.
Is it?
Is it which way?
Now,
the
here's the thing. Is this count or is that count?
Exactly. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And see, it's not as concrete as the alligators eating the bigger numbers.
I get
and
lesser
that's what
than
fucks
and greater
me
than.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, tale is old as time.
Smarter people than us to figure out.
Agree to disagree. Anything you guys want to close out on?
Shemizel, Shemazel, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
You know what? We're going to do it. You guys want to go out on any note?
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Give us any rule, we'll break it.
I don't know that song.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit something.
Don't mock me. I know all the words.
Is that
Full
House?
No. I was Laverne and Shirley-ing, and that went into
that was just
else.
Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, okay. What's a Full House song? Can we go out on that?
Shit. Hold on.
BobandDanCast.com.
Full House song.
God damn it, every time I think of the Full
Days
House one.
Go.
Or is that family?
No,
is that family?
It because I'm thinking Family Matters. You're correct.
No,
that's family. Yeah.
The greater love of the
family. They're by the same guy.
What is that song?
I think that's still Family Matters.
It is Family Matters.
It's a rare condition.
What is that one?
This day and age.
Is that still Family Matters?
That's Family Matters.
Well, that's the good one.
You take the good, you take the bad. Take the white, you take the black. And what do you get? Full Family
Milano.
Matters.
Which part was the bad? It might not have been racist, you guys.
Good night. Good night. Give me a good night.
Hey, good night.
Hey, good night.
Take care of yourself, baby.
Thanks, guys.